Hi, this is Jen with Crystal Clear with Jen. Thanks so much for listening to my podcast on Anchor FM. Today's topic is going to be about synchronicity, intuition, and are you paying attention? When I work with people one-on-one in individualized coaching, what I do is I actually help people enlighten themselves so that they can properly awaken their soul to the promptings of the spirit world, to their guides, to tap into their angels and their guides and their spirit team so that they can recognize synchronicity, intuition, and the energetic blueprint of whatever relationship or situation they have in front of them. I had to preface this podcast with that so that you understand what I do and why it's critical for you to catalog, write down, keep track of various events and synchronicities as they're happening. Many times people are adverse to this. They think, well, I can't carry a notebook everywhere I go, or they feel like, is that even something I need to write down? Is it even relevant? So I have a couple of suggestions. Number one, everyone has a journal. If you're working with me, you have a journal. Number two, if you have that journal, I always suggest that you write the synchronicities in the margins of your journal and kind of circle it or highlight it. Because when you want to go back in time and say, I know one day I had this and I got to find it. And it's easy to flip through if you've written that notation, that little quick blurb in the margin of a notebook or a journal. The other way is there's a couple different apps that I like. One is called Keep, and you can create different little note cards for yourself, and you can call them different things. You can list one as synchronicities, and you can keep track of the songs that pop into your head when you wake up. You can keep track of whatever name or numbers you might be seeing. And it's just like a little list or an index card on your phone. There's also a journaling app that I like. It's called Journey. So those are all of the tools that I like to do this. But really, if you really just want to go old school and you want to write things down with a pen and paper, which is what I would recommend, that is the best course of action. So what you're going to write is, when you wake up in the morning and you hear a song in your head, that is not just a coincidence. You didn't hear the song on the radio yesterday and wake up with it in your head. You're given that input. You've been receiving that. That song is magically injected into your head by your guides and your spirit team to send a message to you. It has a message in the lyrics. You might just think, which I used to do all the time, I hate that song. Why are they giving me that? But then I realized that that is how one of my guides communicates with me. Then I would read the lyrics and I would have an aha moment. However, you might have this happen all the time and you're not actually keeping track of it. So what occurs is you don't remember, and then there's no trail, you're lost. The synchronicity really, it has no effect because you're not cataloging it. Now, I am not suggesting you have to do this for the rest of your life. I'm just saying until you are properly aware of the synchronicities that are occurring, that are nudging you towards your soul and your guides speaking to you, you have to keep track of them. It is critical. It is vital if you want to make that connection. And I think when you're literally in the wave of communication with your guides, with your angels, and you're dialed into your intuition, this comes so easily that the task of keeping track of it is minute. So the example would be, every day that I leave, my neighbor's porch light is on and it catches my attention during the day. And one of my friends had this happen to her and she's complaining like, why can't these people turn the light off? It's so annoying. And they have the ugliest green bulb on their house. So she had mentioned this a couple of times, and I really honestly didn't think anything of it. And one day I said to her, "Why do you care?" She's like, "I don't know. It's just something every time I drive by there, I look and bang, they got their light on in the middle of the day. Such a waste of utilities." I said to her, "What is the house number?" "I don't know. I never paid attention to the house number," she says. I said, "Next time you go down the street, I want you to tell me what the house number is." So she comes back and she's like, "You're not going to believe this." I said, "What?" She said, "The house number is 1111. I said, "So the house number with the green light on is 1111. "Yes." I said, "So what do you think about that?" She said, "Well, I feel like there's something, they're telling me a message about it." Now, I had already caught on to what was going on here, but I wasn't going to say anything. A little while later, about a week or so, goes by, and she comes back and she says to me, "The weirdest thing happened." "What's that?" "Well, I was getting ready to go to bed that night, and for some reason, something just told me, you know, maybe I should look out the window and see if they had their porch light on." "Okay, so did you?" "Yeah, I did, but the weirdest thing was they didn't have their porch light on." "So are you trying to tell me that they only turned their porch light on in the day and not at night?" She goes, "Well, that's what I'm starting to think." "Okay, well, maybe they work a night shift. Maybe they turn it on and they're at work. So there's not even two thoughts given about why it's on during the day." Again, I thought she was reading more into it, but she wasn't recognizing the real synchronicity. I said to her, "On the days that you're leaving and you recognize that the porch light is on, what are you doing? Where are you going that you're driving by?" "Well, I don't know. I could be going a number of places." I said, "Well, maybe you should pay attention to that." So the next day, she calls me up and she's cracking up, laughing and saying, "You're so right." "What's that?" "Well, 3 times today when I drove down the street, I looked at the house with the green light and the 1111 house number." "Okay. Well, each time I was leaving, I was going to my job, which I hate, which I've been searching for another job and I can't find one." "Okay. Well, I was going to a job interview later that day, and when I went down the street, the light wasn't on." I said, "Okay, so what is that telling you?" She goes, "Well, I got a green light that I should stay where I'm at." So whether you see that synchronicity there or not, that's up to you. But I definitely have seen that synchronicity. And the same synchronicity occurs when you hear a song on the radio and you wake up in the morning and that song is just in your head with no explanation given. There is a meaning in the message. There's a message in the meaning. The numbers, the music, the people you see, the things they say to you. The other day at the grocery store, I let a guy go ahead of me. And this particular day, I had given a lot of myself away to other people. And I really, truly try not to feel this way, but I really felt not poured into, if you know what I mean. After I let this man go ahead, he paid for his groceries. He turned around and he said, "I just want to thank you for letting me go ahead. You know, you really saved me like, you know, 15 minutes on my lunch hour." I said, "Hey, no problem. I don't mind." He goes, "Well, it was a blessing to me. And that's what you are. So thank you." And I felt like he gave me the thanks and the gratitude that maybe 5 or 6 other people I was deserving it from and hadn't verbally stated it. And it really filled my cup. So other people, strangers that you might not even know, they are out there and you might be the messenger for them. You might be the only contact they make with the human nature in one day. So saying thank you or holding a door or letting someone go first or just saying, "Wow, that's a great looking blue shirt on you." You don't know how much of an impact that is. And if you're prompted, if your soul is prompting you to say something and you perpetually deny that by saying, "Well, I want to tell them this, but I don't," there is a greater network at work here. And that's what you need to dial into. So I hope that you see the message and the necessity in cataloging, referencing, remembering, and going back to synchronicity, numbers, music, people, what you're seeing all the time, a yellow truck. I post this in my group all the time. It's a somebody created this meme. If you see a yellow truck, if you're looking for a yellow truck, you'll see a yellow truck. If you're looking to be happy, you're going to be happy. If you're looking to be miserable, you're going to be miserable. You are what you believe you are. You see what you believe is out there. If all you see is bad, then all you're going to believe is bad. You have to feed your mind the right things, and you have to feed your spirit the right things, and you have to recognize where your spirit is calling you and follow that. I would love to help you dial into this more. This is what I do. This is my mission. You want to reach out to me. It is crystalclearwithjen@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook in my group called the Light Seekers Tribe. You can join us there. We would love to have you. I hope you have a great day, and I thank you for your support.